This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Let's go back to the early 1960s. Think Cuban Missile Crisis, the construction of the Berlin Wall, a growing civil rights movement, not to mention the sexual revolution and the wide availability of the pill. Amidst this upheaval, who knew that the publication of a mere dictionary could ignite a firestorm and set off a panic?
In the story of Ain't, America, Its Language, and the Most Controversial Dictionary Ever Published, David Skinner tells the truth is stranger than fiction story of the publication of Webster's Third Dictionary. Some compared it to the end of civilization, and today he tells us why. David Skinner joins us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Delighted to have you on the show, David.
Thanks for having me.
What was it about the publication of this dictionary, Webster's Third, that was so controversial?
Well, at first it should be said that people have absurdly strong feelings about language. We all do. We have irrationally strong opinions about other people's usage. But this was a new and very different dictionary. It was, in the words of its critics, a permissive dictionary. It took a kind of scientific, clinical approach to the language, not passing judgment where older dictionaries had freely offered their opinions on what was good English and what was not. This tried to be less judgmental about the language, and it tried to report how the language was actually used, not how it should be used. And so it described the language in a kind of non-judgmental way when a lot of people who buy dictionaries and use dictionaries actually go to dictionaries for, you know, forthright advice on how to use words. They're looking for the right answer, not just all the answers that are out there at any given moment in time.
Well, it's one of our Bibles, isn't it, Barbara?
Right.
Let's talk about some of the new words that were included. Give us some examples.
The press release, you know, bragged of words like A-bomb, astronaut, beatnik, den mother, fringe benefit, satellite, solar house, wage dividend, zen. A lot of military and technical terms, but also a lot of terms from the popular culture. You see in that list some terms that Jack Kerouac used and the beatniks used. But there are a whole host of 1950s and World War II terms that come into the dictionary in 1961.
And even something so simple like den mother.
Exactly.
I mean, who would think that was a new word? You know, hasn't the Boy Scouts have been around forever?
Exactly. And the word cool. I mean, it's a whole different meaning in the 60s as it was in the 30s, right?
Yeah, cool is one of those words to which they add a new sense. They add one, you know, more definition, which says the latest in approved technique, and they give the verbal illustration of a cool actor or a cool musician. But this is just 2 years after Miles Davis brings out his pioneering album, Birth of the Cool. And you can see in this moment a whole new usage for cool that is, well, huge in our language today.
And then there was also a major brouhaha, which I guess that wouldn't have been in the Webster second, over the inclusion of the word ain't. Now, what was that all about?
Well, it was about a few things, but the first thing it's about is a press release. When they brought out this dictionary, they looked to a very sort of modern technique for announcing and promoting their book. They wanted to get as many mentions in the newspapers as possible, so they hired a PR firm. And the PR firm focused on the usage note for the entry for the word ain't. And they very selectively quoted it. And the press release said, ain't, according to Webster's, is used orally in most parts of the U.S. by cultivated speakers. I mean, this is very funny. I mean, for generations, students had been told, nagged.
That's a
not
no,
to
no.
use ain't. They've been told things, you know, absurdities like ain't is not a word. And suddenly Webster's, the greatest brand in American dictionaries, the authority, is saying ain't is cultivated? It was so strange. It was so bizarre. It was also wrong, as it happens. The dictionary actually had a much more balanced usage note. If you read it in full, it said that ain't was disapproved by many and more common in less educated speech. And as it, you know, discussed cultivated people using the word ain't, it really focused on the first person, you know, people who say, I'm an American, ain't I? A very colloquial, informal usage that would But suddenly the dictionary seemed to be saying, according to the press release,
that it
was High English, that it was, you know, proper English, that it was, you know.
So the ladies were getting their smelling salts out, I'm sure.
Oh, probably. Well, tell us about Philip Gove, the editor of Webster's Third. Why did he think the beloved Webster's Second, which was published in 1934, needed to be overhauled?
Oh, well, for so many reasons. One was just that it was so big. That dictionary weighed 17 pounds.
Wow.
If you hold your two hands together, it's huge. It's like 8 inches wide. It's enormous. It almost represents the physical limits of an actual single volume book. They couldn't figure out a way to add more pages to that book to update the vocabulary and still sell it. They'd have to break it into two volumes, and they didn't want to do that. So they wanted to make a one-volume dictionary. Also, that dictionary, Webster's Second, it wanted to be encyclopedic. It wanted to represent all that was worth knowing. It had all the names of characters in books by Charles Dickens and plays of Shakespeare, all the figures in the Bible, all the wars, treaties, countries, princes, princesses, kings, dukes, et cetera, throughout history. It was an incredible smorgasbord of literary and historical culture. Also, it was a very puritanical dictionary. It had had a sort of kind of old boys take on a lot of issues in the culture that it just wasn't so nice.
Well, David Skinner, author of The Story of Ain't, thanks so much for sharing this pretty incredible story with the two Boomer Babes.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me in.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.